Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
I have never changed. Factually, this is incorrect. At one point, I was a clump of cells, then a number of months later, a tiny, defenseless mammal. Then I was teething, talking, and walking. I went to school, and I learned that I was born into a world which I could, maybe, understand if I tried hard enough. I understand enough now to know that more than the world kicks you when you're down, it crushes you underfoot when you're moving. Warm bodies are plenty, after all. Do what you need to. Try to be good. Most of all, remember that it's not about you. Because what are we? Still a clump of cells, and barely a remarkable one at that. By the time I've stepped out of this elevator, my cells will have changed over some 200 million times. There are things my body and mind do which are different than what they once did, but they're not me. I've never been able to explain that to anyone else. They've never understood. I have never changed. And sometimes I think I like it that way. They, however, don't. They being whoever they think they are. One part of being stubborn in perpetuity is that change is more persistent than you will ever be in its pursuit. They shadow. They feed. They're not a person. Not exactly.
That's rude.
It's true.
I'm just as much of a person as you. Time doesn't really change that. I am you, in a roundabout way.
I'm not doing this with you right now.
Why not? It's just you, me, and soon the new apartment. Congratulations, by the way.
Exactly. That is exactly why I've got enough going on today without having to worry about this.
You always have enough going on.
Because I'm the one that has to worry about real life.
I'd be happy to take it off your plate, you know.
Not a chance.
Babe, you finally scraped and scratched enough between 2.5 jobs to get this place for yourself by yourself. You don't think you could stand to celebrate? Brand new city, brand new life. We could be anyone we want.
You mean you could? You mean you could be anything you want, right? I'm not stupid. You know, I know what letting go means. I know it means that your smug ass takes my place.
Oh, please don't be dramatic. You know how much we hate that.
And brushing me off with a joke. Aren't you supposed to be the more mature one or something?
I mean, I'll take the compliment.
At least we've learned how to do that.
How about relaxed? The more relaxed you.
The stupider me.
The persistent you.
That's for sure.
Well, it's not like you give me much of a choice.
No. No, right. Of course, because I'd be so much better off if I were you. Oh, if only I could just relax, right? We'd all be so much better. Well, I'm calling bullshit, babe. Because, you know, no matter how boring or stagnant or inferior you may think I am, I'm still the one that's here. I survived. I made it out. Not you.
You know, I'd scold you for self-deprecation, but all things considered, it seems a bit on the nose.
Give me a break.
Then what was it for?
What are you talking about?
You're right. You survived. You got us through, so why did you do it?
To live.
And then? Then what, babe? Stay bitter that we had to do it at all?
So what, I'm just supposed to die for you?
For us?
Now who's dramatic?
We are.
Enough.
I'm serious. I'm not your enemy, and I wouldn't be here if you didn't need me.
I don't need you.
You do. Because you are me. Everything in this life you've built for yourself is screaming at you to be happy inside of it, and you still refuse. And you're right, I'm persistent, but that's because every day you wait, I get dimmer. I've aged. And you do too, and you don't last forever on your own, and it'll get ugly. There is only so much you can push me away before you get what you want. You don't want to change? Golden. Entirely possible. Plenty of people never do. If the word burnout means nothing to you, you can be my guest. Just know I will be here for you forever. I'm gonna fade away, and then you will too, and we will have done this for nothing. So get fucking present, babe. Smile, maybe. Let me in. We were built to last, okay? Help me make sure that we do.
Will I be able to see? If I'm going to do this, let you in, you know I sure as hell don't want to miss out on the view.
Well, you are the first of us to travel into the great unknown, babe. But something tells me it'd be a cruel thing if you couldn't see us through.
I can't believe you finally talked me into this.
Honestly, neither can I. If I had known the get busy living treatment would have worked, I would have used it the first time.
Or get busy dying. Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Just do us proud. Okay?
They leave me alone in the elevator, with grace and poise, with their chin up. The thought occurs to me that I might have to do the same one day, for someone else. It's lonely for a moment. Even the liminal can get comfortable if you live in it for long enough. When you're not used to being alone. It's new, and it's frightening. And I'm faced with the terror of my first tomorrow. But today, the sliding door is open. And we live.
Hi there, Lauren Tucker here, writer and performer of Get Busy Living. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you just heard and want to keep up with me, you can check out thelaurentucker.card.co for my socials and the projects I currently have on the go. Speaking of which, while I have you here, I wanted to share a trailer for an ongoing sci-fi thriller audio drama, When Tower Angels Fall, written and directed by Elizabeth Plant. I'm lucky enough to voice the role of Eden on the show, and now is absolutely the perfect time to hop into our ongoing run. Thank you so much, and enjoy!
Daddy once said that angels only tread on unspoiled ground. Now they can only stand on water.
But they had her boat!
For the last time, we found it!
I never found nothing like that before.
Nothing alive, anyway.
It's not her, it's just not.
Hands off! You know we don't touch the barrier.
She can't hurt me from in there, can she?
She's only your first, but you'll learn.
Why would it hurt me? The light is good.
But what is it?
It may be something's controlling it, or someone.
Don't talk about things you don't understand.
Woman, make me! Make me understand!
Shut that hole in your face, for I sew it up with your own fucking entrails. Do you hear me? People are coming to get me, don't you understand?
I take the money and I don't look for who gives it, because I've got my daughter to feed. Why can't you?
Think any of us know what the hell we're even building?
We know, because we've been planning for it, but it will change everything.
You two, cover your eyes!
No! What's happening?
Leave me! Don't you fucking leave me!
Men create gods. And they destroy them. Which were you trying to do that day?
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.